This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Moderna is suing Pfizer and drug maker BioNTech, accusing its main competitors of copying Moderna's technology in order to make their own vaccine. Pfizer isn't commenting. It says it hasn't been served with a copy of the lawsuit. A court ordered the Justice Department to release the Trump search warrant affidavit today, but it's allowing the DOJ to heavily black out sensitive portions of the document. The AP's Donna Warder.
On August 8th, agents served a search warrant on the Mar-a-Lago estate, removing 11 sets of classified documents, including information marked at the top secret level. Documents already made public show that federal agents are investigating potential violations of three different federal laws, including gathering, transmitting, or losing defense information under the Espionage Act.
You've seen this at the grocery store and the gas pump, among other places. Consumer prices rose 6.3% in July from a year earlier. It's a battle over COVID restrictions, the U.S. and Beijing. The AP's Mike Gracia.
A dispute over China's policy on air passengers who test positive for COVID-19 has led the U.S. government to suspend 26 flights by Chinese airlines from the United States to China. The Department of Transportation says the suspensions are equal to the number of flights United Airlines, American Airlines, and Delta Airlines were required to cancel under Beijing's so-called circuit breaker system. The ruling Communist Party's zero COVID policy has become even more restrictive since August 7th, requiring airlines to suspend a flight if 4% of passengers on one flight test positive for COVID-19 upon arrival in China.
The EPA is designating some toxic industrial compounds used in cookware, carpets, and firefighting foams as hazardous substances. This is AP News. President Biden's campaign push is underway ahead of the midterm elections.
President Biden is aiming to turn months of legislative accomplishments into political energy. But at a rally for Democratic candidates in Rockville, Maryland, he also took aim at the hold former President Trump still appears to have on the Republican Party.
That's not hyperbole. Now you need to vote to literally save democracy again.
At a fundraiser earlier, he compared current Republican ideology to semi-fascism. Well, at the rally, he told the crowd they have a choice to make.
Will we be a country that moves forward or backward? Will we build a future or obsess over the past?
The Republican National Committee called Biden's comments despicable. I'm Ben Thomas.
Taiwan's president is accusing China and Russia of disrupting and threatening world order, pointing to China's military exercises near Taiwan and Moscow's invasion of Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Counihan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/day to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/day for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.